Magic tonight. So, coming next to the stage, good friend of ours, been to your stories, I think, the last 2 out of the 3 months, and he's told some great stuff, so I can't wait to hear what's up tonight. Mr. Nathan Roberts.
So before I tell the story, I want to know who came out to use your stories last month. Anyone? Clap if you came out to use your stories last month. Okay, that's not as well as I was hoping for. So I told a story last month, and it was called Will You Please Spend New Year's With Me? And this is Will You Please Spend New Year's Eve With Me, Part 2. Loosely tied into the theme. January 2nd, 2015. One day, or night, I should say, that I am not likely to soon forget. And this is not just because I spent the night sleeping in the stairway outside the door to my apartment. At 8 p.m. in the evening, I stood pacing back and forth on Kimball Avenue near Irving Park, tracing my steps in car lengths. Left turn, march. Right turn, march. 36 revolutions. 37, 38. Puffing on a cigarette with my hands in my pocket, waiting for my friend to come and park so we could go back into the heat and warmth. If I had been in my old neighborhood, at least there would have been a place for me to sit, lovingly provided by the very soul my friend would have just immensely pissed off. On that note, here are a few examples of house rules that I've been subjected to. Rule number 1, no smoking in the house. Rule number 2, no smoking cigarettes in the house. It is always important to differentiate. Rule number 3, everything that breaks is your fault and you must fix it or pay to fix it. Rule number 3A, all of the garbage and mess is yours and you must clean it. Rule number 4, stop picking at it. Rule number 5, the next time you bring a girl to visit, can you make sure she'll at least be around for a while? I promise this will all make sense. As I waited for my friend, I figured that it would be a good time to check my voicemail. As one does. This was no ordinary voicemail. It had been sitting in my box for over a day and a half, not because of any technological negligence on my part, but because I already knew the overall tone and had a fair guess at the content. I had been saving this message. I had been saving it because I knew the effect it would have on me, like a lava lamp slowly exploding inside of me, oozing feels through every pore. Good feels. Happy feels. And as sure as I stand here before you, or sit here, I guess, I have no problem in admitting that listening to this voicemail and hearing these words I had been waiting to hear, I got so choked up that I forgot how to breathe for a minute. Deep breath in, slow exhale out. The words stuck such a chord within me that I choked on the content. I would share some of these words with you tonight, but it seems akin to tearing off a piece of flesh. Of breaking some sort of secret covenant or opening Pandora's box. It would be a betrayal of not only trust, but of the heart. This was a message meant only for myself. The notion of rules, of hard and fast guidelines that are meant to be infallible, is an interesting concept to me. Things like, thou shall not kill, or the speed limit is 65 miles per hour. These are things which everyone is supposed to agree on tacitly, to just accept as an everyday assumption. The oldest cliche in the book is that rules are made to be broken. And that has some truth to it as well. What would a game of soccer be if someone decided that they would just suddenly pick up the ball and run with it without any punishment or due course? It would be a different game entirely. So, to some extent, rules, these supposed black and whites, which I can't read, which burst through the gray, are identifiers. But I think that it is these things which is it's us making these rules, our own attempts to embrace the gray, which are more telling. Small things like you get a resource for both of your initial settlement placements, or bounce shots count for two cups. Our house rules are who we are, or who we truly are. With this being said, I would like to tell you some of my house rules for relationships, or at least as they work for me. These go above and beyond the traditional concept of the deal breaker or of something which you find attracting and alluring. These rules, these guidelines, at least for me, touch on the very marrow, the essence, so to speak, of what it is to be happy and healthy and sharing your life with somebody else. Rule the first, common interests. Now, it isn't necessary to find someone who likes everything that you like. It is, however, important to have someone appreciate what it is that you do. In college, I dated a material sciences engineer. When I would talk to her about how I had to read 80 pages of the Brothers Karamazov before I was able to go to bed, and how I had this and that paper I had to work on, she dismissed my problems as not real work. Because I wasn't doing Calc 3, and I didn't have to try and find the derivative of who gives a fuck. Find someone who wants to at least try out the things that you are into. That wants to embrace your inner fandom. And as a corollary, you should try and embrace theirs as well. Rule the second, communication. When I'm in a relationship with someone, I want to spend every moment of my waking day with them. They are the last thing I want to see at night before I fall asleep, and the first thing when I wake up. Depending on circumstances, it isn't necessarily important that I see my significant other every day. However, I would like to at least talk to them on the phone, or at least send them some texts back and forth. Constant and frequent communication is key. One of the best things in the world is to wake up to a text from the person you love just wishing you a beautiful morning, even though they can't be there, even though they may be in a different time zone. Rule number three, cook together. There's something special about sharing a meal with someone. There's something more special about making a meal for someone when they help you make that meal with them. The best is when you make the meal with them, each helping each other out and doing their part. I'll make the salad if you make the soup. These are only suggestions. These are only my suggestions. Follow them or don't. One way or another, I hope you find someone who will give you that call. Someone you wait to hear from. Someone who understands your house rules. Thank you.
See, now we're talking about like getting calls. This is prime stuff for EWTN. Yeah, it's a callback. You guys were on to me that time.